broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting, I'm telling you, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal always remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, brilliant in the solution of the problems we face today. Pure application of the supreme law of the land is the answer. We don't need revolution. We do need restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Now, normally I do a recap of the previous broadcast. I'm going to skip that or do that later today. I haven't decided yet, but for now, we got important topics to debate, to discuss, and Sam Bushman's taking off the gloves. Y'all ready to rock and roll? Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We got our personal friend on the radio with us, a good friend, Mr. James Edwards, host of the Political Cesspool radio program, syndicated by the radio network that I own called Liberty News Radio. The Political Cesspool can be heard every Saturday evening. It's an award-winning broadcast from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time, 5 to 8 Mountain Time. An incredible broadcast, been with us for several years. We know James personally. We've sat at his dinner table. We're great friends. We're grateful for his family, grateful for his leadership, grateful for all that he does in the sacred cause of liberty. James Edwards, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Sam, it's a very special appearance for me to share with you and Kurt today. And first of all, thank you so much for your gracious and kind comments. Certainly they are reciprocated 110% back to you two. But today is my birthday, so to be able to kick off my birthday morning with an additional appearance on Liberty Roundtable. You know, I'm here every third Wednesday of each month, but to be back on my birthday, well, that's a birthday to remember.
You got to love it. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kurt, you want to chime in on this happy birthday? Kurt sings happy birthday when it's nobody's birthday even.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, Kurt needs a day job. Man. All right. So here's the deal. There is so much going on, it's almost hard to even break it down, James, but I think I'm going to be pretty good at it. And it starts with this guy named Dylann Roof. And Dylann Roof is a deranged, whacked out, psychotic white man on hardcore drugs who went ballistic in a black church and murdered 9 people. Now, we absolutely, unequivocally, 1,000% reject such evil actions by anyone from any race towards anyone or any race anytime, period. Let's make that very clear. We stand 1,000% against his evil acts and reject him as an absolute whacked out person. We're sad to see this happen. Our prayers are with the victims' families. And we absolutely triple down, if that's a term, and say we reject his actions. James Edwards, do you agree with that?
Well, Sam, it goes without saying, of course.
I agree 1,000%. But with the mainstream press, because of their contortions, because of their manipulations, because of their psychotic twisting of reality, we must absolutely state that. Because it's the truth, and we need to be taken for the truth. All right, now, it gets worse, though, because now they've taken this evil act. They've basically started it, as James Edwards wisely said on his program Saturday night, they've used this event to check every single box, to go against everything you and I stand for, to double down on rejecting the rule of law, and basically trying to deny us our right to keep and bear arms, number one. Number two, to basically every camp you and I sit in is at fault for this, is their twisted claim. Who am I talking about? Who are they? The mainstream press, in bed with the Barack Hussein administration, in bed with the Eric Holder camp, in bed with all manner of government agencies, tied with private sector so-called nonprofit organizations who want to do their very best to checkmate you and I in the public opinion debate. We're not going to let them do it. It's evil. It's wrong. And they've done everything they can to basically now crank the racial issue to the absolute maximum. They want to create race strife in America. It doesn't exist in truth for the most part. Sure, there's angry blacks and angry whites. Sure, there's exceptions to every rule. But for the most part, America gets along quite well. Even in the most racially divided cities do most people get along quite well. And the mainstream press is, in my opinion, intentionally making a mountain out of a molehill with a goal to marginalize and really promote their agenda, which I don't know if at the heart of it is racist. I don't know if at the heart of it is an attempt to destroy America or if they just hate God, family, and country. Nevertheless, James, and here's the point, they're doing it, whether it's intentional or not. Whether they're just following the crowd or not is hard to say, but the fact is they're absolutely dishonest in their delivery, immoral in their actions, and intentionally creating a divide that will really end up eventually in the deaths of many people, as it already has. And they should be preaching peace. They should be preaching kindness. They should be calling a spade a spade. They're doing none of it, though. They're absolutely opening this up as wide as they can, James.
Well, they absolutely are, Sam, and we spent 3 hours, I think, offering an objective analysis about the situation and every aspect and element that goes into it. And we did it with some experts, people who are involved with this story, but certainly it'll be hard for me to condense everything that we discussed in 3 hours of live radio on Saturday night. We spent the entire 3 hours talking about the shooting in Charleston and related topics, and I think that you're summation there was spot on.
All right, now, I want to deliver what I believe is the salient points of this, the facts of truth that matter. And here's the deal. You know what? There's a teaching from the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's one of their articles of faith that in summary basically says, hey, man is responsible for his own sin and not for Adam's transgression. In other words, put in different language, hey, Dylan Roof is responsible for his evil acts and no one else, period, end of paragraph. However, the mainstream press wants to ignore that reality when it comes to anybody they disagree with. Now, if it's something they do agree with, they sweep it under the rug. However, when it comes to attacking us for anything we believe in or don't believe in, they seem to be willfully lacking, to say the least. And so what they're trying to do now is they're trying to basically say, hey, you know what? Dylan Roof was a racist. He had a manifesto. There's now a new website. I don't know if you saw this, James. There's a new website that supposedly has literally hundreds of pictures on it, more details of his writings and his intentions. And now they're trying to tie this individual's psychotic, satanic, evil, hostile actions. They're trying to tie his views, his beliefs, to every group in America that they, meaning the mainstream press, the liberal left, the whatever term you want to use for these people, whatever they're trying to tie it to all these people and suggest that all these people are just as Dylan Roof is. Your response
That's
to that, James?
Sam, and that is morally reprehensible that they would take this tragedy, and certainly our hearts and prayers go out to the victims, the family of the victims, but that the media, and it is all over, and it's reaching a fever pitch today even more so than it had last week and through the weekend, that they would take this and use it as a pawn to advance their political agenda, to restrict gun control, to shame conservatives who are rightly concerned about some of the aspects of the manifesto that this guy supposedly had written. And let me tell you something. You know, I am skeptical, to say the least, that a drug-addled high school dropout could pin something that, while we, of course, disagree with his conclusions, it was relatively well-written. I mean, it used proper grammar and punctuation. You know, I'm very skeptical about this whole, the authenticity of this whole manifesto, but, you know, anything that he said in there, and there were some things in there that, you know, healthy people, normal people are legitimately concerned about, but they would use that and say, well, now, look, anybody who has ever spoken out about these things, such as, you know, interracial violence and rape and other things, they have to be of the same psychotic mindset as this guy. It's nothing new, and that's the sad thing, that this is how they play the game. It's completely unfair, but this is why the need to build our own media networks such as this are so important, because, the problem isn't, with the shooting. The problem isn't, in their eyes, with the fact that this guy was on mind-altering drugs that have been linked to a string of mass murders.
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. The issue isn't whether you agree with Sam Bushman, or you agree with James Edwards, or you agree or disagree with a number of people. The question in America is, do we have a right to our own beliefs? Does the Second Amendment stand? Does the First Amendment stand? Do you respect that open America or not, huh? The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I reiterate for clarity's sake, man is responsible for his own sins and not for Adam's transgression. Just because someone's done something very evil, that doesn't mean that any amount of contact justifies throwing somebody else under the bus, under the rug, or acting as if they are part of that wrong. So you got this young man, Mr. Dylan, who, Dylan Roof was involved in an absolute horrible act. However, I guess he visited the website of an organization. And this organization has a lot of facts about black and white racial issues. Okay, now don't fall apart, ladies and gentlemen. Understand very clearly that you can point out facts. That doesn't mean that you're as they say you are. Okay? Earl Holt, for example, is president of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, the Council of Conservative Citizens, CFCC.org, is a website that talks a lot about black-on-black crime. And factually, justifiably so. And you know what? Mr. Earl Holt III is a nice guy. I've met him. I've talked to him several times. I don't know him that well. However, here's the question. Because I talked to Earl a couple of times, do I believe exactly as Earl? And the answer is, I don't think so. Even Sam and Kurt and James disagree on things on the program once in a while, right? That's okay. This is America, folks. Now, Dylan Roof visited the CFCC website, which Earl Holt happens to be the president of, and now they're trying to act like Earl Holt agrees exactly with Dylan and is just as responsible for the murders as Dylan. It gets worse, folks. Now James Edwards, hold on, James. Now James Edwards is involved with the CFCC also. I guess he sits on the board. Is that right, James?
That's right.
And so you're as guilty as Earl, who's as guilty as Dylan, right? And since Sam Bushman syndicates James Edwards, Sam Bushman is as guilty as James Edwards, which is as guilty as Earl, which is as guilty as Dylan, right? And, well, you say I'm crazy? Well, the headline for the mainstream press today says this. Confederate flag sets off debate in GOP 2016. Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee for president in 2012, called for the immediate removal of the Confederate battle flag from outside of the South Carolina State Hall there. Now, that means anybody who is... well, believes in the Confederate flag, or what if you don't really believe in the Confederate flag, but you believe in, well, maybe you don't even care about the flag, but you care about the principles. And pretty soon you find yourself right back at the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll get to that in a minute. But James Edwards, that's what they're trying to make happen here.
Sam, everybody listening to this show is also responsible for Dylan Roof, because they're listening to you, who knows me, who knows Earl, who has a website that apparently this guy went to on one occasion. Now, here's what's going on. This is, you know, and it's like I said, the media couldn't care less about the people who died in that church. We care much more about the loss of life there in that tragic incident than the media does. But the media salivates over this because they're going after everything. They're going after guns, free speech, free thought, the Confederate flag, everything they don't like. They're using this as a tool. And it does have a negative psychological impact on people who do have, you know, a healthy manner of thinking on certain topics, because it puts them on the defensive. But here it is. Let me share this, because this is where the plot thickens. Sam, you set it up so beautifully. I'm going to try to hit it out of the park now. So Earl Holt is the president of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, apparently, Dylan Roof at one point went to the Council of Conservative Citizens and mentioned them by name in his allegedly written manifesto. And said that...
But hold on, let me just stop you there and say the mainstream press accepts all these things as facts, although they've never done their due diligence about the who, what, when, where, why. We haven't tested the handwriting or tested the typing patterns to prove that it's him at all, but they just take that as fact,
that's right,
even though they don't know that at all.
Well, that's right. And even if they had full evidence that it was fake, it fits their narrative, and that's what matters most. But so Earl Holt, president of the council, and the council does report a lot on interracial black-on-white hate crimes, and apparently this guy had gone to their website. And so here it is. So Earl Holt appeared on my show live on Saturday night in the midst of receiving media inquiries from every organization and agency in the world, it seems. Certainly everyone here in the United States, CNN, Fox, you name it, the New York Times, Boston Globe, every television network, every newspaper wants a comment from the council. He came on the political cesspool to first make the public aware of the council's official statement on this matter, and it has now since been issued after his appearance to the rest of the media. But here's exactly what Earl wrote.
Hold on, I've actually got the soundbite to play. You ready?
Okay, let's go with it.
All right, let me grab this here. All right, it's the CFCC response by Earl Holt, who happens to be the president of the CFCC. Here's his response, ladies and gentlemen, from James Edwards, The Political Cesspool radio program, Saturday night. If you want to check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org, if you want the entire three-hour program. And I point to this for a reason, and we'll get to it as we break down the hour. But here is Earl and the response for the CFCC now.
It's been brought to the attention of the CFCC that Dylan Roof, the perpetrator of mass murder in Charleston this week, credits the CFCC website for his knowledge of black-on-white violent crime. This is not surprising. The CFCC is one of perhaps three websites in the universe which accurately report black-on-white violent crimes, and in particular, the seemingly endless incidents involving black-on-white murder. The corrupt leftist media either spikes such stories or intentionally obscures the race of black offenders. Indeed, at its national convention some years ago in Indiana, the so-called Society of Professional Journalists even adopted this tactic as a formal policy. The CFCC is hardly responsible for the actions of this deranged individual merely because he gleaned accurate information from our website. We are no more responsible for the actions of this sad individual than the Olin Corporation was for manufacturing the ammo misused by Colin Ferguson to mass murder six whites on the Long Island Railroad in 1993. For the corrupt leftist media and its minions to suggest otherwise is why they are almost universally viewed as dishonest, biased, and irredeemably contemptible. The CFCC does not advocate illegal activities of any kind and never has. In fact, the CFC has always scrupulously observed the law, even when our leftist enemies have demonstrably and flagrantly violated it. I would gladly compare the honesty, integrity, and law-abiding nature of our membership to that of any group, particularly the perverts, liars, and Marxists who comprise the corrupt leftist media. I am yours truly, Earl Holt III.
So the point, James Edwards, is people are having two reactions to this intentional, in my opinion, broad brush painting an unfair viewpoint of the mainstream press. They're either one, backing away and running, such as Mitt Romney and crew. And by the way, almost every other politician running for president is doing the same thing. We'll get to that in seconds. However, what I'm telling you is you can have that reaction to run, or you can have the reaction like, in my opinion, Earl Holt had, which is, hey, we're going to lay the cards on the table. We're going to flat out tell you who's who. It doesn't matter if you know or agree with Earl. Doesn't matter if you know or agree with James. Doesn't matter if you know or agree with Sam Bushman. By the way, we all may not even agree with each other. That's not the point. The point is, do we have a right to public discourse and opinion and belief systems? And if you believe a certain way, does that mean you're a mass murderer? The mainstream press wants to tell the lie that the answer is yes. We reject that notion. And that's why I put James on the radio right now to say, hey, James, I think you're a great man. I love you as a brother. And I'm telling you right now, I back your talk show. No matter what egg they try to put on our face, I'm ready to come out swinging. And I know you've got to go, but I want your response to this on the other side.
Well, yeah, I do want to stay for one more segment if I could, Sam, because I've got something that I think is really going to interest your audience.
All right. I'm also going to double down in support of Earl's statement. He absolutely lambastes the mainstream press for their dishonesty, which is really what this discussion should be about. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards with us, thepoliticalcesspool.org radio program, well-known commentator, well-known talk show host, well-known author, and more. So they're trying to link everybody together and throw everybody under the bus. We're not going to let them do it. You can either run away scared and fall for the lie, or you can stand up and say, wait a minute. And you can tell the truth, and in my opinion, Earl Holt rightly takes on the mainstream press and shows what a bunch of charlatan thugs they really are with their psychotic agenda. James Edwards, your thoughts?
So Earl, in his statement, obviously and demonstrably denounced the actions taken by this individual, as any normal person should do, and we really shouldn't even waste time condemning the actions, because any halfway decent human being would obviously know, thou shalt not kill. But, again, the standard isn't consistent. And when you have, race is always a social construct, and we're told that race doesn't exist unless it's white people behaving badly. But, another thing to keep into consideration here is that, according to the United States Department of Justice, every year there are more than 500,000 violent interracial crimes that take place in the United States of America. And of these, now this is according to the United States Department of Justice, ladies and gentlemen, of these 500,000 interracial crimes, 85% are committed by blacks against whites. And then every year, there are some 20,000 rapes, again, according to the Department of Justice, of white women by blacks. But rapes by white men of black women are so unusual that they scarcely appear in crime statistics. Now, the reason I bring that up is that, again, while we utterly condemn Ruth's despicable killings, they do not detract the slightest from the legitimacy of some of the positions he is claimed to have expressed. Ignoring legitimate grievances is dangerous. So, as Earl said, if he goes to the website of the Council of Conservative Citizens, then, are they responsible for a psychotic reaction he has to the truth? But here's the thing. You played Earl's statement, Sam. The council clearly condemns the actions taken. But do you know the response, the headlines that are all over the world today? And if you do a simple Google News search, Council of Conservative Citizens, you will see it. Group releases statement defending Dylann Roof. That's all they ran with. Because they said that there is a legitimate concern that people have. We condemn this action, but there is a legitimate concern here, and this is a concern that should be discussed and looked into. No, they didn't put any of that. All they ran with, I'm reading the headline right now, group released a statement defending Dylann Roof. That is, now, that right there, Sam, goes to show how evil and despicable and dishonest. The council did no such thing. You heard their statement. That is the only statement they have released. That is the only statement they have released. That is the only comment.
They did not back Dylann in any way. They merely said that there are facts that Dylann agreed with that are true, and the facts that are true are irrelevant from his psychotic actions. And the facts are legitimate. Maybe he got them from legitimate places. Nevertheless, what they're trying to do is tie the two together. That's where they're wrong, and that's why I want to take on the mainstream press, and here's why. Eventually, if you let this stand against Earl, then it's James, then it's Sam, then it's, well, somebody who even believes in the flag. Well, hey, man, you can't believe in that hostile flag. Well, then later, what about the American flag? And then later, what about, and pretty soon there's no end to the abuse we'll take if we don't draw the line somewhere. And eventually, James, just so you know, and this is the reason I'm drilling down so hard, this eventually goes back to if you believe in the Bible and you're a Christian, buddy, that's where they're headed.
Well, I mean, well, there's certainly no shortage of attacks against Christ and Christianity, and even the American flag is beginning to be treated not too dissimilar from the Confederate flag. But, you know, the thing about what's going on with the council is that no one is responsible for the actions of any individual except for that individual himself. And of course, Sam, you've mentioned that as well. But now the plot does thicken to some extent. Apparently, some enterprising journalist found a private email, how they would have gotten a private email that Earl Holt allegedly sent in 1994, I don't know, but you know, apparently he used some crude language in that email, and there are some other instances where presumably Earl had posted comments to the Blaze and other message boards.
But again, here's the point, though. I don't care what Earl's comments are, okay? Just as Dylann is responsible for Dylann's actions, so is Earl, so is James, and so is Sam. And just because I agree with Earl's attack on the media, just because I think that Earl does have facts on his website about this crime, I'm sorry, about crimes, black-on-white crimes, that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I'm not them and I'm not responsible for their actions. So I don't care what Earl's done in his life. I'm not going to let that trace to me.
Here's the thing, and I'm certainly not throwing Earl under the bus. I like Earl. He's never used crude language in my presence. But even if this email from 20-something years ago is true, even if these comments were made by him on the message boards, you know, it doesn't change the fact that the facts are still the facts with regards to the interracial crime statistics. That is a legitimate thing. Whether Earl has used a bad word at some point in his life, I mean, he's, you know, a grown man. That does not take away from the meat of this matter. But they're going to, you know, this is how the media spins things. So Earl said a bad word, you know, 20 years ago, so therefore everything he's ever said is discredited. Well, that is certainly not the case. But another thing, you know, we might not agree with everything that everybody says, and there are people that may use language that we wouldn't use, but at the same time, it doesn't change the fact that with regards to his statement, I stand with him 100%, and, you know, that's unequivocal. But, you know, here's where the plot thickens a little bit more. Now, Earl is a very wealthy individual. He has given over $65,000 in recent months to major presidential candidates, including Ted Cruz, Rick Santorum, and Rand Paul. And those cockroaches are running for the hills like you never imagined. They can't give that money back with interest quickly enough. But so now, Sam, the entire GOP is responsible for Dylann Roof's actions because they received a private contribution from an individual who just so happens to be the president of an organization whose website was once visited, allegedly, by this presumed murderer in South Carolina. Now, you tell me that the media is not using this to full advantage. Now the GOP is the reason or equally culpable in the actions because they accepted a contribution from Earl Holt. And this is all over the place right now. I mean, this is the biggest news story in the country this morning, the fact that these major contenders have received contributions from Earl. It's all over the news, everywhere, without exception, every publication, every television channel, right now.
And I'm telling you right now, this directly goes back to the Bible, because remember, the Bible opens up with some pretty racist stuff. What, Cain killed Abel, and then God cursed Cain, and Cain was black, right?
Well, I mean, one could certainly draw that conclusion. I think there's some merit there.
Now, I'm not at all saying that. What I'm trying to say is that's where they're going with this, folks. And what the problem with this is it doesn't matter what your beliefs are. If you believe in God, then you know what? You're pretty much a racist, because in the Bible, God's a racist, and therefore, see? And the problem is you'll never, ever, ever win this with apology and backing away. The way you win this thing is you simply point out the facts. Look, I'm responsible for my own actions and no one else's. So is Kurt, so is James, so is Earl. And if Earl swore back in the day, you know what? Sorry, Earl, you shouldn't have done it, buddy. And I'm sure there's things that Sam Bushman shouldn't have done. However, that should not cast aspersions on Kurt or James or anyone else. And especially when it comes to thou shalt not kill. None of us have killed. And just because this Dylan young man did so, that does not mean that even if we agree with him on a lot of things, that we're guilty. Okay? I don't know what he did. He might love the color blue just as I do.
So there you go. That's what we're talking. Right. He probably had a glass of water. He probably looked at the sun. You know, he's probably done a lot of things that we've done. Are all of those things, you know, now evil things just because he did them? But this standard of measurement never applies unless it's something that can be tied to conservative groups or thought. I mean, you know, if a whacked out liberal does it, you know, a black supremacist, for instance, race has nothing to do with it. Politics has nothing to do with it. I mean, this guy's probably seen Barack Obama give a talk on TV. I guess Obama's somehow connected or linked to Dylan Roof now because, you know, if he went to the, you know, council's website, maybe he's seen Barack on TV. I mean, that's about the same.
Well, and if he loves white people and hates black people, this Dylan character, which none of us know, by the way, he's not part of the council at all. He's not. They don't even know who he is or anything else. So the tie is just absolutely smeared tactics.
Wasn't a member, never had corresponded with the council, apparently just went to their website or mentioned their website and what he allegedly had written in this manifesto. Again, very, very tenuous at best.
All right, and that's even if this manifesto is true, it wouldn't be above the government to plant that as a false flag. You know, we're not saying that's been done. What we're saying is the mainstream press isn't doing any research. They're just taking for granted and running with it. And okay, now, here's what I'm saying. Where do we go with this logic if we don't stand up against it? Some people would say, well, Sam, I don't dare. I'm going to have to not listen to your show now. I'm going to have to, because, man, you're tied with James Edwards, and James Edwards is tied with Earl, and by golly, this is just a crazy. Well, look, they tried to do this same thing to Richard Mack. Now, Richard Mack, as a celebrity, does often. I've done it. James has done it. Kurt's done it. Mack's done it. We take pictures with anybody who wants a picture with us because we're grateful for our fans, our listeners, our supporters, whatever you want to call them. Richard Mack did that. Well, that guy turned out to be the killer in Nevada. So then the mainstream press put up a picture of Richard Mack and this killer and tried to blame Richard Mack. Well, Richard Mack, I guess he met him because he took a picture with him, but he doesn't even know who the guy is. Well, they tried to put that then on Sheriff Richard Mack. Okay, I'm telling you, it's every one of you if you don't stand up. Quick pause, James with us.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, James Edwards, the political cesspool.org talk show host. He wrote a book called Racism, a Schmacism. Get it today, and the premise of the book is, hey, if you're white, you're a racist. That's what the mainstream press wants to paint you as. The truth is irrelevant. Don't spend your time saying you're not one because they know full well you're not one. But that's the way they take you out of the game and control the debate. And the same thing's happening here, James.
Sam, that book has never been, and I appreciate the plug. It's available at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But that book has never been more timely as it is today in light of the recent media hubbub. Again, you know, what's sick is that this thing with the Council of Conservative Citizens has completely overshadowed the shooting itself. I mean, I'm doing a Google News search for the Charleston shootings and Dylann Roof. Nothing's coming up about the actual attack. It's just now being used and perverted to attack people that the media doesn't like. And, you know, I'll tell you, it truly does. You know, it really is. It goes to show how much the media truly seeks to divide this country and pit the races against one another. You know, I believe that what we say is what's right for all Americans. And there are truth-seeking and honest and open-minded members of every race who can come together, even on this issue. And just to prove my point, during the third hour of my broadcast on Saturday night, in which we spent the entire time talking about this topic, and Earl Holt was a guest on the show in the second hour, but we had a prominent black gentleman by the name of Andrew Park Sr. who called in. To give people a little background on Andrew Park Sr., our program broadcasts on a station that carries fine programs like Sam's and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Jesse Lee Peterson, you know, some of the alternative heavyweights. But Andrew Clark Sr.'s show appears on the station that carries Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. He is a black conservative. And anyway, he called in unexpected, it was a pleasant surprise, and said that basically he'd listened to our entire program on Charleston, and he agrees with us 100%. He agrees with our conclusions 100%. So this is a prominent leader of the black community in Memphis, where our program is based. He agrees with us. You know, so the media is truly despicable. Shame on them for really, you know, taking advantage of this to further deceive and divide this country. For what reasons, who knows? But Sam, of course, you mentioned in the break the MIAC report. Listen, you know, this 6 degrees of separation, we're all going to go down if we allow this to stand. I mean, everybody, you know, that voted for Ron Paul is expected to be a domestic terrorist, according to them. Folks, it's very scary. You know, now, you know, the biggest story this morning in America is the fact that, you know, all of the GOP presidential campaigns are responding to this. That I'm reading it now in the Boston Globe, GOP linked to white supremacists. You know, how they draw that conclusion is...
Because they believe in the flag, sir.
I mean, it's sick. The biggest thing here that people need to remember, though, is, number one, the media lies to them, and they will always lie to you. You can guarantee the media is lying to you if they're speaking. It is amazing, though, the amount of attention being lavished upon Earl Holt and the Council of Conservative Citizens and the fact that Earl had donated a large sum of money to GOP candidates. That is a non-story from the jump. The biggest story that I think should be the biggest aspect of this story that should be investigated by these so-called journalists is the drugs that this guy was on, the drugs that have been linked to numerous shootings just like this, Suboxone, which he was taking, allegedly, that has been proven to manifest violent and irrational outbursts, such as what we saw in Charleston. That's the big story here, that and the fact that, you know, the who, what, where, when, and why, that he went into this church and killed these people, and we should be mourning them. But, you know, the drug aspect, Sam, almost completely, a few people have talked about it, Walnut Daily, and I heard it mentioned on MSNBC in passing, but no, that pales in comparison to the fact that Earl Holt contributed money to Ted Cruz.
And see, that lady is married to James Edwards, and that lady that's married to James Edwards knows Earl, and therefore Earl, you know, and this is where these people go, folks, and they're absolutely crazy. Now, a black gentleman, as James wisely pointed out, he chimed into the broadcast, and he laid it out, I believe, appropriately. What we should be spending our time on in America is finding out why on earth, when all these people are on drugs, they go crazy. And the common denominator is the drugs they're on. Unstable characters on drugs, usually seeing a psychiatrist or psychologist. That's not being explored at all. Americans from all races and all walks of life, Christians and non-believers alike, should be in prayer, sad for the victims, trying to create closure and healing. But no, they open up the biggest divide they could ever create. And you ain't heard the last of it, ladies and gentlemen. It goes back to the Myack Report. If you believe in Christian principles, you believe in homeschool, you believe in Ron Paul, you believe in, hey, they're coming after you. The Myack Report in Missouri told us that, and that went national. The proof in the pudding is the agitating through Eric Holder and Barack Obama, which, by the way, is half white, and so I assume this killer believes half in Obama. And the bottom line, though, is this. The black gentleman, Mr. Andrew Clark Sr., chimed in. Here's what he had to say.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I'm James Edwards. Eddie the Bombardier Miller now filling in as we play musical chairs with our co-host this evening. You've already heard from Keith and Winston. Now we have Eddie. But before we get to Eddie, it's my pleasure to announce that we have another talk radio host on the line right now, Andrew Clark Sr., a very famous Memphis talk radio host on AM and FM stations here throughout his career. He is a man that I have not yet had the opportunity to meet or speak with before right now, but I am familiar with his work, having listened over the years, and I respect and appreciate him. So, Mr. Clark Sr., thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you, James. I realize you have other guests. I'll be brief. I enjoyed what Keith was saying. Not necessarily animosity, but this was a tragedy, and this has been manipulated in the media by the far left. You guys are right on point. And I want to say to the audience, I abhor racism of any kind, but two of my white brothers and sisters do not fall for the white guilt trap. And that's what a lot of the people on the left, the Hillarys, are trying to do. And if you want to put the flag up in Charleston, put the flag up. These are things that they use to divide us. This young man was an idiot. He's nuts. He's a criminal, and he should be put to death. But understand, yes, you have the right to believe what you believe, and don't fall for the okie-dokie that they're going to throw at you and tell you you're a bad person because if you are Caucasian and you love the flag or you love the South, there's nothing wrong with that. And thank you, James. You guys do a great job, and God bless.
Mr. Clark Sr., thank you so much. An honor to have you call in tonight. I mean that. And when you called in, I wasn't for sure exactly what your take would be, as we never know in advance with any caller who's not a scheduled guest. But I appreciate you for what you said. I thank you. And carry on with your great work. And anything we can do to help you, let us know. And we hope to hopefully collaborate with you in the future. Thank you so much.
There it is. There's the soundbite. And I wanted to play that on purpose because Andrew, a very articulate black gentleman, agrees with us in that this is not about race. This is about a thug who murdered people. And now they've turned that into James shouldn't have a gun. And Sam's guilty because Sam knows James, and James knows Earl. And Earl caused it all because this guy visited Earl's website. And never mind the fact about black-on-white crime. Never mind the facts about thou shalt not kill. Never mind the facts about anything. They want to paint with a broad brush and put us all under the bus. And you think it's not you today, but we're only getting it first because we're standing up. Sheriff Mack got it. They tried to tie him to that killer. Sheriff Mack doesn't even know the guy. Okay? But he's a celebrity, and so he has pictures taken with all kinds of people, just as James or Sam or anybody else does. That doesn't mean that we're guilty. And what they want to do is lie to you and make you believe that, hey, Richard Max is as guilty as that killer. James Edwards and Sam Bushman are as guilty as that killer. And now, even the black gentleman, a white wannabe is what they're going to call him, Mr. Andrew Clark Sr., he's as guilty as the killer. See, and where does it end, folks? The fact is, they want to divide, and they want to conquer America. And here's my prayer and the reason that I bring all this up, James. We've got to stand for truth. And we've got to pray as if it's up to the Almighty, and work as if it's up to us to tell the truth, to stand for what's right, and we cannot let them get away with this, James.
Well, Sam, you said it all, and, you know, unfortunately, the media cherry picks and takes out of context the things that can further its narrative. You know, when it comes to the council, you played their statement earlier. The only statement they have made, and they have designated Jared Taylor, who is the editor of American Renaissance magazine, also a Yale-educated business professional, to be their designated spokesman for further media inquiries. But the only official response was the one you played on this show. Now, how could any objective and honest person take that response and run with the headline, "Council supports Dylann Roof," or "Council defends the"?
Well, and the other headline from the New York Times basically says, campaign donations linked to white supremacist Earl Holt III.
Right. And I will tell you this, Earl would not claim to be a white supremacist. You know, Earl was an elected member of the St. Louis School Board, which St. Louis is, you know, pretty much, 80% black. So, you know, I know Earl wouldn't claim to be, you know, it's not the Council of White Supremacist Citizens, it's the Council of Conservative Citizens. He's a conservative folks. You know, if he had made a comment that was once in his life, does it discredit everything else he's ever said? You know, a comment that can, you know, that we would disagree with, does it discredit everything else? Absolutely not. But this is the dishonest nature of the media. It's why shows like this are so important.
And since they syndicate since we syndicate James Edwards, I'm expecting CNN to call me and have me on. And my first question for them is this: are there any black supremacists? And who are they? Because I'd like to have a debate with them.
Well, hey, don't hold your breath on them giving you a fair shake. Just like if they'd look to our show on Saturday night, they completely overlook Andrew Clark Sr. But they'll go directly to the fact that we had Earl Holt on, and obviously Earl Holt is an evil individual because he cites the U.S. DOJ's statistics on
interracial. I think the DOJ is evil. That's all I'm saying. All right, happy birthday, James. Godspeed, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, James Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. We'll drill into this more, Kirk Crosby, next hour. A whole lot more tidbits. This is serious business because they intend to get every Christian over this.